history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Do Americans know much about our history as a people? What can be done to address the historical illiteracy that sometimes seems so widespread, particularly among young Americans? Our guest is Bruce Cole, chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities. Bruce is a distinguished scholar, a historian of art, who's written 14 books. Our subject today is not his books, as interesting as that would be, but rather the state of our knowledge about American history and a new program that Bruce is leading at the National Endowment for the Humanities to help Americans make better sense of their history. Welcome, Bruce Cole.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
You wrote a few months ago, and these are your words, that we are in danger of having our view of the future obscured by our ignorance of the past. Let's begin with the last half of that assertion, ignorance of the past. Are Americans ignorant of their past?
Unfortunately, they are. A number of very good and accurate surveys that have shown that Americans, especially students K through 12 and college and universities, really don't know enough about their past. And our initiative, which we've called We the People, and your listeners can find out a great deal about that by clicking on www.wethepeople.com. .gov is aimed at addressing that. And it's important that we know, sort of the first part of your question, who we are as a people, where we've come from, what our shared ideals are, how we understand where we're going. I mean, history, as you know, you're a historian, tells us where we've come from, it gives us some sense of where we are, and it provides a compass to the future. And when we don't have that, we've lost our bearings.
Yes. Let's go back, though, to the illiteracy, or what you've called historical amnesia. Can
right.
you illustrate that?
Yeah. Let me give you a few examples. And I think probably the best place to be would be to start with K through 12. As you know, there's a National Assessment of Education Progress survey done for 4th, 8th, and 12th grade. And since 69, assessments have been conducted in a number of subjects, including U.S. history. So the latest report card shows some really alarming data. For instance, 57% of seniors fall below basic comprehension. And, you know, this is when they've almost finished their studies and when they're going to go out and vote. 57% fall below the basic comprehension. 65%, and to give you another figure, 65% of 12th grade students don't know the primary purpose of the Bill of Rights. How are we going to know our rights and responsibilities unless we've learned them?
Do you think that those kinds of figures connect to the low voter turnout in America?
I do. Yeah, I do. I think that knowing history, knowing our rights and our responsibilities, makes for good citizens, and it makes for good citizenship, and it makes for good voting. And I do think that there's a correlation between low voter turnout, especially among young people, and their preparation of citizenship through the study of history.
Mm-hmm.
If I could give you just a few more, if we could turn away
yes,
from
please.
The K through 12 and talk about what our older students know. You know, I was a college teacher and you're a college teacher, so we're really this is something very important. And in 2000, a survey was given to seniors at 55 elite colleges and universities. And I think the singular figure about that is that this report revealed that 81% of these seniors, I repeat that, 81 would fail a simple high school level history exam. I guess that's not too surprising in light of what we've just discovered. Only 60% were able to get the Civil War years correct within a 50-year spread. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One you'll like is 77% failed to identify James Madison as the father of the Constitution.
He wasn't the best of presidents, but he was pretty good.
Well, he's pretty good.
He's pretty good at the Constitution.
Yeah. So, but, you know, in this survey, none of these 55 colleges required history. I think when the survey was done in 2010, U.S. history, I should say, none of them required U.S. history. When the survey was redone in a modified form in this 2002, none of them still required any courses in American history, but only 10% required courses in international world history.
Yes, that's a very interesting piece of data, and I run up against that all the time in people assuming, as they talk to me, that every college student takes American history. But that is not an assumption at all that we can justify.
Right, exactly. And, you know, it's really, I think, imperative if they're not getting it in high school that they study American history in colleges and in universities.
So what is NEH? What is the National Endowment for the Humanities going to do here?
Well, you know, the NEH is the largest funder of humanities in the country. And, you know, we do a vast number of things, from preservation of brittle books to films like Ken Burns, through K-12 teacher training, through great research projects. And so we're going to use all the resources of the NEH to try to address this problem. You know, I should say right away that the NEH is not going to stop studying things international. We believe that we need to know about ourselves, but we also need to know about our place in the world. And the NEH, for years, has been a supporter of world history and literature and all the other facets of the humanities. So I want to assure you right away that we will continue doing this, and we hope to increase it. We are going to, in fact, we're underway with this initiative called We the People, and we were very fortunate to have the president launch this in a Rose Garden speech in September. I think that's the first time a president has ever launched an NEH initiative. And
we out here in America, Bruce, think that when that happens, when something happens in the Rose Garden, it really is important. Is that correct? Is that
a message
there?
I think it is. Yeah, I think that, yes, I do. And so we're delighted with the president's leadership and support, and that has been manifested last week in his budget, which called for $25 million for the We the People initiative. And we're just absolutely thrilled, and I think this is going to allow us to do good things. We've got to work with Congress, of course, to try to get that money appropriated. But let me tell you what we're doing now, and let me tell you what we're going to do down the road in 04. Right now we're doing two things under the We the People, three things under the We the People initiative. We are soliciting grant proposals all across the endowment, from museum exhibitions to scholarship to work on presidential paper, the whole gamut of not only American history, but American culture as well. And I want to say that, you know, although we're concentrated in American history, we think that history is, of course, closely linked. I mean, it is also part of culture. So we will do things like museum exhibitions and preservation and the like. And right now we're just about to do to culminate two other things for this year. One is we're going to have our first annual Heroes of History lecture, and that will be coming up very soon. And what this will be is, I mean, we feel, you know, that history is not created only by vast impersonal forces, you know, economic or social. We're not just blades of grass blown in the wind by these, but that individuals do make a difference. That, and these individuals are often very fallible figures who perform extraordinary feats under often very difficult circumstances.
Yes.
And that they, and we want to celebrate them. I think they're You know, all too often we take a magnifying glass to their feet of clay, and a lot of them did, but, you know, their deeds and their words went beyond them. They were greater sometimes than they were. And, you know, we have in mind a vast array of American heroes, famous, not so famous, obviously the founders, but scientists, inventors, civil rights leaders, suffragettes, astronauts, the whole gamut of spectrum of people who have really made a difference to this country. And we want to celebrate them, and we find that they are inspiring, that they provide models and inspiration. The third part of this is going to be, an annual essay contest, which we've just concluded. And this essay contest is on the idea of America. You know, this is not, we're not bound by blood or birth or nationality or ethnicity. We're a country of immigrants. But we are held by together by a set of common ideals. I mean, that is the intellectual armature which holds us together. And we wanted students, 11th graders across the country, to think about this, and we only had this advertised for about a little over 2 months, and we got over 1,200 essays, and we've selected a grand prize winner and five runners-up, and I read them and made the selection, and they're terrific.
Yes.
And we got them to write about great American principles like the rule of law, et cetera. And I think that's going to be important part of this, and I hope that it will grow in the future and bring in many more thousands of young people who need really to think about this.
I want to get back to this historical illiteracy and connect it to what you're doing with We the People, however, Bruce. I mean, how do you intend this to change those survey results, for example?
Well, let me tell you what we're going to be doing along that line. I mean, in 2004, we have a whole new series of projects. Now, let me hasten to add that we will not. This is not a zero sum game. We won't take anything away. We'll be adding to what the NEH is doing, and I think we'll be enhancing the core missions of the NEH in all facets of the humanities. But we're going to do things. Many things. For instance, we're going to have a major expansion of the NEH seminars and institutes, which will provide humanities teachers with, you know, additional opportunities to study significant texts on American history,
including high school history teachers for those summer institutes.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yes,
for the summer. Yes. Yeah, and you know, I think of this as like a ripple effect.
Yes.
You know that the teachers learn more about American history. They have they get a very content rich experience, and then they go back, and then they teach their students and other teachers. And it's like a pond, like a pebble thrown into a pond. We're going to support model curriculum projects to help schools and establish and improving courses in American history.
That's wonderful, Bruce. I wonder if I can ask you to give, because we're just about out of time here, to give the website again for We the People.
www.wethepeople.com. One word, all one, .gov. And I hope your listeners will turn to this, and I hope they'll think about, you know, ways that they can help, and if they're eligible, I hope they'll apply for grants.
Well, thank you very much. Our guest today has been Bruce Cole, who's chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities, who is leading a new effort in the program We the People to address the problem of historical illiteracy in the United States. Thank you very much, Bruce
Cole. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't
Don't know what a sliding room is for, but I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that
I love you,
and I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
History.
Well, I ta 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 ta.